What's up, stoners, stonettes, stone its? We're back for a bonus episode this time for JP's birthday. What's up, bro?
Ho, ho, ho.
Happy birthday.
Hey. Happy, I appreciate it.
Happy, I appreciate it. Grab your blunts, your bongs, your papers, your pipes, your crown, your Hennessy, whatever the fuck you like to drink on your birthday, and let's get fucked up together. What's up?
To the hunt.
To the hunt. We're drinking Crown Royal Mesquite.
Texas Mesquite.
Some weird ass shit.
I'm fucking with it, man.
It sound like barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
some
it's supposed to be
you
like...
marinate your steak in.
It's supposed to be like
homies.
Wood and barbecue sauce.
Yeah, so
that's what we're drinking on. Alcoholic barbecue sauce.
Like, I did want to try it because I'm a Crown drinker. This shit is strange.
Yeah. Whew.
It's rough.
It tastes kind of like an old white person.
Have you tasted
to
old
be
white
real
people?
No, it kind of tastes like a bonfire to me, to be real,
like how it smells.
Yeah
I feel that
makes sense, because it's like this shit, and this is not an ad, but you know, Crown Royal would ever like us to do an ad, we happily would, but it's like mixed with the flavor of smoked hickory or some shit.
And barbecue.
Yeah, it's strange. Like, I don't know exactly how they make these blend together, but it talks about the blends on the glass. Yeah. Oh, that really got me curious about the process. The way it talked about the blend. Like, how do you get it to taste like wood?
I wonder how you get a lot of shit to taste like a lot of shit. Like, you know they got, like, bacon-flavored toothpaste?
What?
I did not. And I don't... That's different.
Yeah.
I ain't fucking with that. That sounds like some artificial flavoring type shit. I mean, like, doing it naturally, though.
What?
What?
Straight up, happy birthday.
23.
Jordan year, man. I feel older, man.
Do you feel different from 22?
Yes, on the sole circumstance that I came into 23 financially stable.
Oh, yeah.
And when I started off 22, I was like, really, I came into 23 getting to know myself. When I was 22, I didn't really know who I was. I just knew I liked to turn up.
Turn up.
Facts.
Ain't nothing wrong with still doing that, too, though. You know. It's a balance. It's all about a balance.
We damn near 30 years old and still turning up all the time.
I did see something I really liked the other day, though. That was like, what do you have to celebrate? Because I think the post was much longer. It's like, you say you ain't got time for this, but you put this much time into that type shit. And then when it came down to the how much time you put into drinking on the weekends instead of into... investing in yourself, pretty much. It's like, what do you have to celebrate?
True.
That's some real shit.
It is some
yeah.
real shit.
You know what? And the shit that we do, like, we can drink while we work on this.
Yeah.
Like, music in the podcast.
Hell yeah.
So, why don't we?
Yeah, I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, oh, shit, I can officially, like, drink on podcast night again, because I ain't got to worry about giving nobody a ride home.
Yeah. It's nice, ain't it?
It's pretty damn dope, I gotta say.
No, I can't drink on podcast day.
My, how the tables have turned.
It'd be like that. It's cool.
What's that shit from The Office? The meme? How the turntables.
How the turntables.
I've never watched The Office.
Me either, but I think the meme is funny. How the turntables.
Because DJs.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
I can dig it. We can dig it.
Yeah, what was on the radio the other day?
It?
I heard No Diggity on the radio the other day.
I like the way you work it.
No
diggity.
Diggity.
Why don't you bag it up? Bag it up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're actually recording this on your birthday, but that's also because it's like a Monday. If it wasn't a Monday, man, what'd you rather be doing? Celebrating your 23rd.
Recording.
You know,
I'd probably be in the studio.
I still have that CD too. No diggity.
Word. I haven't seen you pop it in.
Cause we don't even have a CD. Does our stereo play CDs?
No.
Can our Xbox play CDs?
I think so.
Oh, I thought, I didn't know, cause it doesn't. It only play like Blu-ray shit.
Yeah, I thought it was weird. The stereo is only Bluetooth or auxiliary. I know CDs are like, you know, getting out, or they're pretty outdated. But I still expect the stereo system to.
Right, I got some good CDs still that I wouldn't mind popping in there and now and then. But I guess I can use the Xbox.
It's crazy how the days of actually owning a physical copy is done, because it's not just music. I find it weird buying games digitally, because I feel like I don't really own it. Like, if I can't touch it.
Oh, yeah.
If I can't put it in another Xbox.
Nostalgia.
And it costs the same. I feel like I can easily lose it because it's all in the cloud and shit. If I easily lose it somehow. But at the same time, it is very nice to be able to switch games without getting up.
I still have.
Why didn't they just ever bring the 6-disc changer to the Xbox and PlayStation?
Made more sense.
Right.
Facts.
Dude, I remember when those were like shit.
6-disc changers and
shit?
Yeah,
man. Hell yeah.
Some kids don't know nothing about that now.
I feel the fuck don't. I don't know. What is a 6-disc?
What's a 6-disc changer,
yeah,
Mom?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I was on Facebook, okay. And I came across a video, and they were talking about 6-disc changers. I don't know. What is it?
And you got your asshole dad sitting over there, your mother before we got married. What's a 6-disc changer, Mom?
Your mom.
Yeah, speaking of dicks, dude, what's, like, the funniest shit that you would say when you come?
The funniest shit I would say or have said? So,
like, are you gonna splurt your girt? You gonna shoo your goo?
I mean, like I don't say anything funny.
You gonna give her some brogurt? But if you were gonna say something funny...
Kind of like the broker. That's kind of funny.
Don't ever say that.
I'd probably say I'm about to.
Don't ever say any of those, actually.
I'd probably make it as awkward as possible, dude. I'd probably say some shit like.
About to drop this broker all over your face.
Stop.
No, man. My sperm is inside of you.
Oh, God.
Like you're dying, but you haven't pulled out yet, and you're just like, do you feel them swimming?
Can you hear my kids? Yo, you know, like, when
no
you poop your pants in the ocean, it attracts sharks.
You said you're not your pants in the ocean.
No, when you poop your pants in the ocean, it attracts sharks.
Are you being for real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's why poop is called shark sugar.
I've never heard that.
It's called a what?
Shark sugar.
Shark sugar.
Yeah,
I've
man.
I've never heard that.
All right.
Like, if you're getting attacked by a shark, dude, and you poop your pants, they'll start attacking you more. So if you ever get attacked by a shark, don't poop. Even if you die, bro,
don't
poop.
I think with your dad, you poop anyways, but you're dead, so what does it matter?
That's probably the worst part about dying, bro. You
right.
Soil yourself.
Can you imagine how embarrassing that would be?
Right,
for
especially,
soul?
Like, what if you died on a date, dog? A first date.
And especially JP. Like, he dies on a first date. Like, and he's weird about farting in front of somebody. And he just likes
shit. And I simultaneously poop and pee.
Yeah. And it's loud.
Ugh.
Is it?
It's loud. It's just like the release of release of everything. Just.
Oh my gosh.
The look on his face, y'all.
Right.
Oh man, if that ain't a birthday gift, I don't know what it is.
I don't want it. Oh man. Yo. So, like, birthdays.
Birthdays.
There's an alien rock. No, we're going to.
So, are you calling this an alien rock? Do others call this an alien rock?
No, I'm calling this an alien rock.
So what is it actually?
What is it actually? Okay, so it just kind of came up randomly in the 1980s. A buyer went to a granite company. Kind of was like, money is not an issue. I want this shit built. The only catch is, I am to remain anonymous. So nobody knows who built it.
Hmm.
But
they don't know who built it. They don't have paid for it.
Yeah. Or why?
So somebody randomly built it in 1980 and then carved Egyptian shit into it?
There are, so it is the 8 most common spoken languages in the world, and Egyptian hieroglyphics. And there's also, it is built to line up perfectly with, the planetary alignment and the moon phases and all that shit. It's weird. It's really weird how this shit is set up. With the specific cuts or holes through the rocks. It's weird. But, I've read, you heard that, I think you said what? It was people?
I was thinking it was something about how to restart the world after, or maybe it was about world population or something like that.
I read, the world population, but I didn't really know how to take that.
So somebody shouldn't exceed more than 100,000 people, I think.
I remember what it said. It didn't really say. I didn't take it like that, though. But a lot of people, from what I was reading, said that it's like a new Ten Commandments. It says maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature.
I was like, oh, is it like 100,000?
And there is 10 of them. It says, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Unite humanity with a living new language. Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. It's a lot of shit.
That's originally I thought was interesting.
Huh?
Well, it's cool because I thought of it. Something I saw recently I thought was interesting.
I'm excited to check this shit out. Oh yeah, it's a calendar, a compass, and a clock.
It says under 500 million. No, we got more than that in America. I know we do in the world. Maybe it's not more than that in America.
We got 7 billion in the world.
7 billion.
Probably more now.
See, I can see that being just America, 500 million.
but there's some shit saying right here. It gives instructions in 8 languages on how to rebuild society after an unknown apocalyptic event, while also functioning as a compass, a calendar, and a clock. Yeah, you know what we should do, dude? We should go get high in a cemetery one day.
Oh, nope. No, thank you.
For what?
Why not?
Why?
I feel like I've done it during the day.
No, but at night, dog.
Yeah, no.
That gives
for
me
what?
The chills just thinking about it. No.
Because of that.
No.
You scared?
I ain't with it. Yes.
I was not expecting y'all to say it just to come out so easily.
I didn't want to argue it. I thought about it. I was like, nah, fuck that. I just don't fuck with ghosts.
What if they're cool ghosts?
I don't. Nah, I'm good.
We were talking about this.
Because I've seen one one time. I ain't like how that. Like, I don't know, man. Because I feel like we don't see them on a normal basis for a reason.
Because they don't let us.
I feel like there's a deeper reason. For some reason, they are here. I don't know why, but it's not for us to see.
I feel like it might be for them. Maybe that would be hell.
Maybe. I don't know. But it ain't for us. So I just don't want to see them. Yeah, y'all. Do y'all.
Let me see. Check this shit out, dude. So, there is English, Spanish, Babylonian cuneiform, Classical Greek, Swahili, Sanskrit, Hindi, Hebrew, Arabic, Chinese, Russian, English, and Egyptian hieroglyphics on this thing.
That's cool. I can only read the English.
Facts.
As can we all. Dude, I really want to find some, like a cave. Like, what if we went in a cave, bro? And we went so deep, and then we found, like, some vampires.
Yo.
Why you had to go there? See, this is why I wouldn't end up that far. This is why.
Exactly.
Because, like, I was like, you know, shit sounds cool and all. You know, if we find some hieroglyphics, some Indian writings. But nah, vampires.
What's wrong with vampires?
What?
I mean, nothing besides the fact that I'm human.
You know what? Y'all are, like, cool because y'all leave y'all's house for, like, and shit. But, like, man, what's wrong with vampires?
What's wrong
nothing.
With vampires is
I'm
the fact
human.
That they like.
If I was a vampire, there'd be nothing wrong with vampires, but I'm human.
Exactly.
You don't know that they would try to hurt you, though.
More than likely.
You don't
especially
know.
Especially if I just walked into their cave.
Or are they in your cave?
No. Nah. Was in my cave. You said we just found it. That's what you said.
I mean,
walked so deep into it
I
that
mean,
we found
yours
vampires.
Is in like humans.
No. Nah. Humans think they own shit, you know, in a sense they do, but in a real sense they don't.
I'm a pussy. I watch horror movies, though, and maybe that's why I'm a pussy, but nope. I don't like anything that looks like it could
be
a horror movie.
I be watching, like, scary shit before I go to bed, and then right before I fall asleep, I turn my TV off. And I'd be like, man, I shouldn't have watched that shit.
Yeah,
then my closet door's open, so I gotta close my closet door, dude. And then I'll wake up, and that shit'll low-key be open a little bit. And I'll be like, hold up, I know I closed it.
Nah, I know that feeling, man. I know that feeling. I remember being a little bit younger, but, you know, I started watching scary movies and shit. I was old enough for that shit, you know, but I'd want to, like, after watching one, I'd be like, all right, I got to turn on Disney or something before bed. Change the mood up.
Hell yeah. I remember I couldn't watch Cartoon Network after scary movies.
Couldn't watch it? Why?
I don't know, because sometimes I'd be playing some weird shit. It just wouldn't sit right with me before
bed.
Yeah,
like a Billy and Mandy or something.
Courage.
Yeah, Courage.
Which I fought with the show, but not at night.
I never got into it.
Courage?
Yeah.
What?
This is weird to me.
Dude, I'm offended. Billy, it's supposed to be too. Weird to you, yeah. Huh?
Billy and Mandy, too. I never got on that one either.
What? Yo, the funniest shit I've ever seen, bro. There's like... Man, this alien pops up in the road and Billy screams, "Oh my god, it's a puppy I never got for Christmas last year." And dude, that shit was the funniest shit I've ever
heard. I did rather watch that than Courage.
I like Courage.
I watched more of Billy and Mandy than I did Courage.
Me and my grandpa would always watch Courage.
I wasn't big on either one of them. What was your favorite Cartoon Network show? What was mine?
My favorite Cartoon
even
Network
tell you what
show.
My favorite one was, to be real.
You remember Edgar and Allen?
No, I remember that. Mine probably had Ed and Eddie.
I was questioning myself if Ed and Eddie was on Nickelodeon.
What was your favorite Nickelodeon show?
Ed and Eddie was a shit.
Mine was Rugrats.
Rugrats is definitely up there.
Fucking Cow and Chicken. But I used to watch that a lot.
Yeah, Cow and Chicken was good.
That was before
me. But maybe
me.
Hey Arnold.
That was my shit.
Yeah.
As I got older.
You got slots too, don't you?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I might have to say Rocket Power.
Yo, that was my shit, dog.
Damn, Nickelodeon had the bangers.
They sure the fuck did.
I feel like they had the best shows.
Man, what was the, y'all remember Nick Gas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the, Double Dare.
Yo, that was that shit, too.
That might be before your time a little bit.
No.
Do you remember Double Dare? It was like a game show.
They had a Double Dare 2000. I feel like that would be the one.
They had that, too.
I very vaguely remember it.
Yeah. Yo, Nickelodeon had the slime shit. Yeah. Who else has slime?
Y'all remember the temple?
Slime. Before slime
was
cool.
Lit.
Y'all remember the hidden temple?
I don't.
I've seen memes and stuff about it.
Alright, what was that where they went to their contest and they got the big green looking crystal trophy at the end? You know what I'm talking about?
I think so, but I don't remember.
Yeah, Nickelodeon had me wanting to go to fucking New Zealand and Australia and shit.
Yeah, that show is...
Because they're gas games, I think that's what you're talking about, I think. Unless I'm thinking something different. But, like, they would do these games over in New Zealand.
And one of them was
that
like...
Can't tell me Nickelodeon.
That was the first time I saw people in the big balls, I think, was... Something they did.
Nick Gas games and sports for kids.
Sounds right.
Disney Channel wasn't doing none of this shit.
Yeah, y'all remember Figure It Out, dude?
No.
Nickelodeon Guts. Oh my god, why am I remembering this shit? Yo, y'all remember Real Monsters?
Yeah.
That was my shit. I don't know if that was Nickelodeon though.
I think that was, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Why are we getting old, dude?
You're only 23, man.
Oh,
fucking,
you
you're
probably
fucking young.
But do you remember the Inside Out boy?
Nah.
You don't remember Inside Out?
Y'all remember Obi?
Nah. Cat Dog, though. Cat Dog was that shit.
Cat Dog. Cat
Inside
Dog.
Inside Out boy was just a little like
cat dog.
Thing they did in between shows sometimes, I think.
Yo, y'all remember Obi? The hand with the eyes that talked?
Oh, from The Real Monsters?
Yeah.
No. It was just a show. It was just like a hand like this with eyes and he talked.
No.
That I do not remember.
Oh.
I was thinking of the dude from The Real Monsters, too. He held his eyes up like this. Like, how tiring could that be?
Oh man, so it's your birthday, man. You got a birthday speech for us?
Should I have had one?
I don't know, but I don't know what I was talking about.
All right, so I'm going to hit this blunt, and I'm going to come up with a speech.
All right, JB's going to give us fucking guest of honor. He's a host. All right, JP, JP's the host, but this is our guest of honor, John Paul.
Hey, guys. It's
me. Hi, John Paul.
Hey, Brandon. So, it's my birthday. 23. Is that Michael year?
Jordan, whoop.
Balling.
Swoosh.
23 ago, I came out the womb.
23 ago.
And now I'm unwomby.
Okay.
I get gas every now and again. But it's okay, because I'm normally at work and I got Febreze on deck. I won't use the bathrooms at Sphinx or anywhere else.
What does this have to do with your birthday? So about a thank you for the birthday wishes.
Like Tinder profile or something.
Yo, my Tinder profile is lame as fuck, man.
What's your Tinder profile?
Y'all need it.
Or where do people find you at?
On Tinder.
You don't get a handle on Tinder.
I don't think so. It's just kind of random. I don't think you can search people.
Yeah, how do you wrap this up, man? Like, thank you for the birthday wishes or something. Like, do you have any birthday wishes? Do you have any shout outs? Like, shout out my mama for 23 years ago going through that hard time.
Yeah, shout out my mom for birthing me. Shout out my grandpa for birthing my mom. Shout out his for birthing him. And so on and so on, man. Shout out my peeps. Shout out my pod. Shout out to everybody that's going to Georgia with me for no reason.
For no reason.
3 hours away just to spend the night and drive 3 hours back. Like, I fuck with it. I appreciate it. Shout out to all my birthers out there. Shout out Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network. Shout out Jesus. I love you, God.
I didn't want to laugh right then.
Was it supposed to be funny?
It probably wasn't.
Shout out me for not being eaten by me. Shout out alcohol.
My snow nose, please.
Weed.
Save me.
Dude, shout out my hairstylist. And my work. And my peeps.
That was beautiful, man.
Thank you. I put a lot of thought into it.
Bro, that was extra as
fuck. You got anything else for us to talk about?
Yeah, ask me for a speech, dude. So I get it. I had to come up with a speech. No, I don't have anything to talk about.
Should we wrap this up?
That's cool with me.
All right, y'all. We are out. Happy birthday, JP. I think I'm about to go ahead and just put this shit out like right now.